from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Caleb's been eager to get out there. What was the communication with him about not playing this week?
Oh, you're not playing.
Bears training camp coverage is presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
We hope that you guys enjoyed the interview with Kim Ng. And if you didn't get to hear it, you can use the rewind function on the Odyssey app and check it out. And then you can catch up to live and see what we're doing. But if you're a White Sox fan, I would highly recommend that you listen to that interview with Kim.
I thought she was very diplomatic.
Extremely.
And also very forthcoming.
Yep. Sometimes you have to listen in between the words.
Exactly.
It's a very important part of comprehension.
Matt Eberflus has been talking a lot, and he's been working on talking and getting better at it. But he was asked about the progress of Caleb Williams and where the marking points are. And according to the Bears head coach, Williams is right where they want him to be.
He's really made some big strides here. I mean, we're talking about a massive amount of reps in the first 8 or 9 practices that we've had, because we have it set up for the walkthroughs prior to practice, as you saw today, and then also in the evening we get a massive amount. Good on the show team and different looks and going through the operation of the offense. And him is, you know, really just keep investing in the team, you know, in his way. And that how his way is to know the scheme. Right. Know his fundamentals, know it cold, and just keep operating that way. And to me, he's really starting to pick up his leadership, too, you know, because now he feels comfortable in the offense. You can see him really starting to help coach other guys, encourage other guys, bring guys together, which he's done in the past. And that's a good sign, too.
OK, so far, so good is what that is.
Right. These are all things that you're trying to learn and hope that Caleb Williams is able to manifest in that thing that we had yesterday of Caleb being the guy that's in the huddle from Byard, who's saying he's telling guys to make sure you clean stuff up. Like, don't be a jerk. Like, that's valuable. Like, that shows leadership in a way that's, I think, different than most people would expect. Strangely enough, I actually think that it falls under the category of good football character. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's not something that you would necessarily, like, is a guy late for practice, is that sort of stuff. But saying, guys, we live here. Like, during the season, for real, we live here.
And these custodians are not our personal maids.
They're kind of our teammates.
Right. Right. We should try as hard as they try to keep our place in proper order.
Yeah. So that's good to hear. Unfortunately, we won't get a chance to see him tomorrow. But next week.
Well, they'll see him. He just won't be playing.
Yeah.
They'll show him. Believe me.
Oh, they're definitely going to show him.
Plenty of them.
Oh, we should set an over-under for how many times they show Caleb Williams on the sidelines.
Why does he have an earpiece? They're doing the play calls. He should be listening to play calls.
I bet he has an earpiece.
I'm the first to say it. Let me be the first to criticize Caleb Williams for not having the earpiece in the entire game.
Well, here's the question.
Mental reps.
He's not going to play, but is he going to dress? Or is he in sweats, and then you give him an earpiece?
No. Yeah, sweats and earpiece.
Yeah, since they've said he's not going to play, then I take the possibility off the table entirely. You said he's not going to play. Why bother dressing? You don't have to be weird like Russ Wilson. Be like, I'm here. I'm with the team, guys. We're all in this together.
Oh, Russ is like that.
Yeah. So he's, I don't think he'll be dressed.
Not going to be starter much longer.
Mm-mm. But I hope we don't make a thing about it. Why is he watching, looking at pictures on the sidelines? Does he not have his
Caleb?
I mean,
I think the Caleb.
Because you're right, studs. They're going to show. There's going to be a lot of cutaways.
I'm going to say over under at 10.
I was going to say 10.5.
Ten and a half is the number.
I'll take the under.
The under?
Yeah, I'll take the under. After a while, it's probably
going to come on, man. Up. Are you serious?
Now,
Dan, are you serious?
No, wait. Now, this
under?
Is, hold on. Is this is a local broadcast or national broadcast?
It's a national broadcast, right. But it's being carried locally by Channel 7.
But it's a national
broadcast. It's an ESPN broadcast.
Right. Well, yeah, because so they're going to think storyline.
Because they don't want to talk about that game.
Right. If it's ESPN, it's going to end up being a podcast by the middle of the first quarter.
Caleb's on the podcast?
It's going to be one. You know what? It's one of those broadcasts.
That would be awesome.
Like one of those NBA games.
I listen to that podcast.
You know what I mean? Like one of those NBA games when Jeff Van Gundy starts talking about whatever he wants to talk about.
Yeah. And I mean, because these two teams play each other, what? Is that week three?
Did they get two?
It might be week two. Did they play the Texans? So, you know, you knew that this was going to be super vanilla anyway, and now it's vanilla with backups.
Yeah, week two, Sunday Night Football.
I don't think they serve that at Baskin-Robbins. I'd like some vanilla with backups. No, thank you.
That used to be the excuse all the time in preseason. Yeah, vanilla defense. It's just a vanilla defense. We couldn't really do much there, just playing vanilla defense out there. And now the defensive coach is like, no. We
want to try some things.
Our stuff is complicated, too, and we have to practice the things that we need to practice also.
Yeah. We would like to try some things and see if our coaching works and put people to work. But it'll be nice. Like, it's funny. Like, even, like, obviously we understand how time works, but I've, like, moved my wake-up time back 15 minutes.
Without an alarm clock.
No. I desperately need an alarm clock. So I've moved my wake-up time back to, like, 6 o'clock now, and it was at 5:45. And it's just interesting because now you're like, oh, there's still like a touch of darkness out there.
Oh, no, the light's changing. I noticed it yesterday that the sun started. Usually I can tell by the way the lake looks while I'm fishing, the clarity of the water where the sun is hitting. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
Or like last night I did football night in Chicago, which I will be doing tonight, by the way, on NBC Sports Chicago. And I'll promote this now because it is epic. One of my guests is Kalen Kaler.
Fun.
The other guest is Charles Tillman.
What's he talking about?
His boys are going into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And he's going. But it was awesome because we did the interview Monday after I was finished with Deadpool and Wolverine. And so Charles is like, yeah, just hit me up. We'll do the Zoom or whatever. And I'm like, are you driving? And he's like, nope. He's teaching his son how to drive. And I'm like, your son's old enough to drive? And we
couldn't imagine teaching one's own kid.
He's actually really great at it because we like heard him. He's like, give me a few minutes. Like, I just wanted to establish the link. And then we're listening to him teach his son how to drive, and it was awesome.
I abdicated that responsibility. It was one of the most self-aware and smart things that I have ever done.
The best part is then...
Nope, the Nova Driving School will be handling this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Charles, then his son parks the car. Charles gets out of the car. So it's now the second place that we have the video from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, all right, I'm getting ready to go. But he still wanted to talk because that's what happens. You know, Charles and I start talking. It just kind of keeps going. And I see him. I'm like, are you going to see Deadpool and Wolverine? He's like, yeah. He's like, did you see it? I was like, yes. And he wanted me to tell him how it was. And
No. Don't.
I didn't.
Did you find out what he thought?
No, I got to text him and ask him. But tonight, 6 o'clock, NBC Sports Chicago, football night in Chicago. You do not want to miss some of the stuff, some of the stories that he told about Devin Hester and Julius Peppers.
And as we talk about the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the inductions, Mully and Haw are headed there now. They're going to be broadcasting live from there tomorrow and Friday, 5:30 to 10 a.m. with exclusive interviews, special guests reacting to the Hall of Fame game and much more. All presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
414 Texter, you're right. Charles should be in the Hall of Fame, and it's one of the things that we talked about in the interview.
Ooh.
So 6 o'clock tonight, NBC Sports Chicago, you'll get one of the best NFL reporters in the game, Kalen Kaler, and me and Charles chopping it up for a few minutes.
Peanut of the peanut punch.
That's Ray, you have read my notebook. That's what we were talking about. We were talking, I mentioned like the legacy that Devin Hester has, because now when you think about returns, that's what you think about. Charles has been retired for a while. His name is mentioned every weekend. Every weekend of the NFL calendar, his name is mentioned. I don't know. That feels like it's really valuable. And he made a really good point about it. It's, like I said, it's worth your time tonight, 6 o'clock, NBC Sports Chicago.
And also, just real quick, besides the peanut punch thing, his actual coverage skills were elite. He's one of the few people that could cover Megatron.
Well, if you look at the forced fumbles and the interceptions with everything else, he is arguably the most statistically productive cover two corner ever.
Yes. I you know how I talk about Julius Peppers and you connect Julius Peppers and Devin Hester. And I'm like, yeah, you know, watched him chase down Devin Hester. Julius Peppers chased down Devin Hester. And Charles like went off and he's like, man, the pursuit angles that you would take, because he'd be like, okay, you know, I'm a corner. I'm pretty fast. I'm trying to get to, you're figuring out the math and you're trying to get to where the ball carrier is going to be. And he says that he would look on film and he would be like, how did Julius, how is he here?
Could teleport.
How did the guy that was playing on the defensive line, how did he end up 40 yards down the field?
Because he's teleporting. That's what he did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.